Hitler once declared, "The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms." History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. Still, the Nazis were not content with the stringent gun laws already on the books. In 1938, they strengthened these laws by asserting that only loyal Nazis could own weapons. This was codified in the Nazi Weapons Law of March 18, 1938. A group opposed to gun control called Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Incorporate, JPFO, has made the shocking but well-supported argument that U.S. gun control legislation is based on this Nazi law. JPFO has hard evidence that shows that the Nazi Weapons Law, March 18, 1938, is the source of the U.S. Gun Control Act of 1968, GCA 68, stated the group on its website. The Nazi Weapons Law of 1938 replaced a law on firearms and ammunition of April 13, 1928. The 1928 law was enacted by a center-right, freely elected German government that wanted to curb gang activity, violent street fights between Nazi Party and Communist Party thugs. All firearm owners and their firearms had to be registered. Sound familiar? Gun control did not save democracy in Germany. It helped to make sure that the toughest criminals, the Nazis, prevailed. JPFO literature noted, "The Nazis inherited lists of firearm owners and their firearms when they lawfully took over in March 1933. The Nazis used these inherited registration lists to seize privately held firearms from persons who were not reliable. Knowing exactly who owned which firearms, the Nazis had only to revoke the annual ownership permits or decline to renew them." The assassination of President John F. Kennedy precipitated a cry for gun control in the United States, and the corporate media went into high gear promoting this agenda. Yet resistance was strong, and the idea languished until after the 1968 murders of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on April 4th and Robert F. Kennedy on June 6th. Following these shocking deaths, the Gun Control Act of 1968, GCA, was passed in October of that year after strenuous debate and compromise.